SRN News, I'm John Scott. On the campaign trail at a rally in Portage, Michigan, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says Kamala Harris isn't qualified to be president.
You don't have to guess at what she's going to do. You don't have to listen to her slogans. You don't have to listen to her dishonest rhetoric. You just have to look at what Kamala Harris has done for the last 3.5 years. And the answer is, if you're a Michigan worker, the answer is, if you're a Michigan auto worker, the answer, if you're a Michigan parent, she hasn't done a thing for you, and that's not going to change if we give her a promotion to the Oval Office.
At a campaign rally in Portland, Maine, former President Bill Clinton says Donald Trump does not have the temperament to be in the White House.
Look how Trump is clothing his campaign, just like he started it, airing personal grievances and rather bizarre conspiracy theories. He demeans, divides, and demands absolute loyalty to whatever he says, even if it's patently false.
Former President Bill Clinton. In the waning days of the presidential campaign, Vice President Harris and former President Trump are zeroing in on the battleground state of Wisconsin. Their dueling rallies will focus on the Milwaukee area. Also at SRNnews.com, America's employers added just 12,000 jobs in October. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.G. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network the latest reports won't have an effect on Election Day.
I honestly just can't find anyone who isn't decided already. In other words, they've already chosen who they're going to vote for. Most of the people I talked to actually voted early. And so it seems like a lot of this is just baked in.
Last month's hiring gain was down significantly from the 223,000 jobs that were added in September. The Dow up 294 points, the NASDAQ rising 150. This is SRN News. Witches love Disney.
Actual practitioners of Wicca are praising the TV series Agatha All Along, which streams on Disney Plus, for what they call its accurate portrayal of their occult practices. One Florida woman who describes herself as a witch tells Religion News Service, quote, "The people that wrote this have to have a background in paganism, witchcraft, or something. The characters are not typical Hollywood witches." Some witches say they are incorporating aspects of the program into their rituals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A second high court has ruled that the Japanese government's policy against same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The ruling, the latest in a series of decisions upholding plaintiffs' demands for gay marriage, and states the unconstitutionality more clearly than a 2022 lower court decision. Asia, generally a socially conservative region, but LGBT activists have been targeting it for at least a decade now. This is SRN News. AP News sources say the White House altered the record of President Biden's garbage remark about former President Trump supporters. Washington correspondent Norman Hall has more.
According to two U.S. government officials and an internal email obtained by the Associated Press, White House press officials altered the official transcript of the call in which President Joe Biden appeared to take a swipe at supporters of Donald Trump. Biden was responding to racist comments at a Trump rally by a comic who referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. Biden, in condemning the demonization of Latinos, said Trump's supporters are garbage. The altered transcript inserted an apostrophe, making it seem Biden was referring only to a single supporter, the comic. An email says the change was made after the press office conferred with the president. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.